This is a short, small meditative session, a little down then up again, for pets, or for those who consider themselves to get pet-brained when doing pet play, and for that particular interest, it can be very beneficial to have a little clearing out for the more un-pet-brained functional bits of you that are concerned with the weary world outside. Self-consciousness can be worked through. We can collaboratively, preemptively prepare you so you feel very comfortable when it comes to be pet time. And this is just a series of reassuring exercises. If the voice that you're using for some of your pet conditioning or getting in condition happens to be mine, if you're exploring, listening to my voice, or one that flows like mine or shares any parallels, then maybe hearing me reassure you in my voice will be helpful anyway, and the exercises can stand on their own. The first thing you may want to do, and you may need to pause this, is get any pet play paraphernalia that you enjoy using, and get it nearby. You don't have to engage with it. But when you hear words on a certain topic, your brain builds associative links. A lot of pet play is about strong, training-oriented associative links. So just having the furniture of your delight nearby can help. After which, come back and hit play. So I'm going to commence in 3. You can pause. 2. Pause. 1. All right. Get comfortable. And I am just going to rattle things off so that you've heard them in my voice. And you can modify them to the voice in your head if you need to, translating one to one. Whatever reassurance will most arm you. And what are we arming you against? Any moment where you might feel silly and have that be a detriment, where blushiness might get in the way of having the mentality you want to in a pet play place. So you allow yourself to think, this is just how I am and who I am, and it is lauded, it is appreciated, making time away from the weary world to explore a side of yourself that needs airing, needs exploring. You are a good pet. And if there is a noise associated with your pet brain, pet play times, please make it. You are appreciated. And I'm opening up space here to be you. And if it gets a little deeper into you, if the conscious outside part that needs to do wearying things, which you would prefer have distant from here, needs to be pushed out and say, night, night, pet. Well, that's addressed to pets, isn't it? You know the intricacies of desire and design here, of finding a noise to make, a pose to take, a pet play mind, and you just need the inspiration to make it your own. And I assure you that's familiar to me. There's many a sound, a bark, a meow, a moo. I've made mine in turn. So this is an open, approving place where the automatic linkage between your intent and the intensity of, oh, make your noise for me. You can roll over into pleasure or simply bask in feeling the way you do. A good pet following along, whether it is bark or meow or moo or any noise at all that suits your play, that is acceptable. It is acceptable to do your trick, to obey, to be offered as a pet by your own consciousness and feel pat, pat, petted and appreciated. And in everything that follows, in every word that falls into place, center for yourself. You are enjoyed and enjoyable. Just by playing this role, you put pleasure into the world. You offer pleasure up, and you make any play that involves you more desirable, more titillating, and interesting. It is a good, reassuring thing for you to be yourself. This includes in the world outside, And here, when you've taken the pet play accoutrement, the enjoyable state of being yourself, off the shelf to play it out, these words are addressed to your brain and to the places in you, which maybe mirror the places in me, where it's hard to get the realization home to your heart that the more silly you feel at first, the better it is later on. That you are in a space where the rules are that it would be very silly for me to be like, oh, you're making pet play noises during the pet play. Very silly for me to be like, oh, you are gambolling, frolicking, you're down on all fours. Oh, you are wearing the pet play equipment. Oh, you are wearing the pet play expression. Oh, you are eagerly pursuing more. Those are things you will only be praised for. In these words addressed to your body, in these words addressed to your brain, in these reassurances you can hearken back to as they remain cycling through you. These are yours now. So tell yourself making noises is just expected. Showing off your pet play poses. Enjoying all the things that find their way in. Under the influence of a special space where you get to be this way. Put in your place. Go to your place. Further and deeper in. And anything demanded by the role you choose to play, anything you get to feel when you set aside the weary day and make this unique space that you want to use well, available to yourself, that will be good. I am here to tell you it is good to indulge yourself in all the right ways. And to do what is required. And if you need that extra nudge that, well, you said it was okay. Yes, I did. I do. And if you leave words entirely behind, you're still good. You can hear the tone, can't you? That tone is what you deserve. This time is well deserved. And allow this reminder to serve as your invitation to pet up, brain down, and enjoy a little time now. Follow me down, because I'll be doing the same. And now you know, in every bit of you, that this time is meant to have a little bit of a silly tone, a little bit of a serious invitation too, to take all the things you don't do outside here and in this unique opportunity. Pet play you gets to shine. You're doing so well, outside and inside. Now, let's get started and enjoy yourself.